Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. We got a packed show, and we're going to start it off. First of all, before we go to Zach Nagy, the Saints did make it sort of official that Tyler Shough would be the starting quarterback this coming Sunday as they play the L.A. Rams, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL at 3 p.m. There is no good time to start a rookie quarterback. Yeah, I know Bob said, let's maybe wait till the break or play him against Carolina, but we both agree there's no real good time for when you're going to hand the baton off. And so this coming Sunday, Tyler Shough will be the starting quarterback for the Saints, be given an opportunity. And one thing I can say, the last couple of times the Saints have played the Rams, Matt Stafford has carved them up. And we'll see with Tyler getting his opportunity, first time as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. We'll talk a lot more about that when we get into our number two. But in our number one, we want to welcome Zach Nagy from LSU Sports Illustrated. And I know, Zach, you ain't had nothing to do for the last 72 hours, right?
Hey, Mike, first of all, man, I appreciate you for having me on. As always, it has been one of the most stressful, let's say, 24 to 48-hour stretches in quite some time. But nonetheless, man, we got a lot to talk about it.
Yeah, I think the big question mark is, who's going to be the guy here that makes that call? Is that going to be more influence from maybe a political standpoint with the governor? We've already seen Jeff Landry get involved with Scott Woodward. How much power will he have in this? Will they assign maybe a middleman, someone like a Virg Ausberry who works at LSU? Will he be heavily involved with the search? Which I think there's a lot of different components to this. Kind of where do you think this lies? Because I asked Ross Dellinger last night, and he was like, I got to really have a good answer. Scott Woodward's name was all over that release, but that doesn't mean he's going to be the guy that's going to be the number one guy looking for the next head football coach at LSU.
Yeah, you're right on the money there, Mike. It's a pretty complex situation when you think about it through and through. Ideally, you'd have a university president in place to help lead that push, but LSU right now does not have that. And they're in the works of navigating that process and getting a higher official. But even when you do that, are you going to have the governor involved? How involved will Scott Woodward be? So I'm kind of on the same page as Ross there, where I wish I could give you kind of a distinct answer, but this is going to be one of those things where kind of time will tell where we go from here. But nonetheless, you'd like to have a university president in place. They're navigating that search right now, and that's something that they'd like to have in place within the next couple of weeks so they can continue trying to move on with this process while this national head coaching search kind of picks up.
Yeah, I think within the next week and a half, we'll have an answer on the next president at LSU, and He might be a Louisiana guy. Could potentially be one of even Bayou boys, because I know he's up for the job also. But he got a job not in McNeese State, so Ray Roos is doing pretty good there. Zach, the big reason I brought you on was a lot of people hitting on different topics on the coaching search, and that'll play out in time. But why I asked you is, for a lot of people, they don't realize what this is going to do for the 2026 recruiting class. And it's the intrigue here is that high school young man, his connection a lot of times isn't necessarily to the head coach. He may get to know the head coach through a period of time, but his connection is an assistant coach. Who the hell knows who any of these assistants are going to be kept by a new head coach anyway? So sort of explain that. And so far, you have 17 commitments. Here's the craziest thing in the world. You had a young man from Tioga who I really like. I think he's a heck of an athlete, who had been a verbal commitment to Louisiana Tech at wide receiver. But I've seen him play all over the board. He played corner, he played safety, played wide receiver. He was a quarterback. He was a running back. He returned punts and kicks. He was a great track athlete, played basketball. He goes to the game. He hears all this hoopla. He sees LSU get the stuffing kicked out of them and everything. Brian Kelly gets fired Sunday. He commits to LSU on Monday. You talk about brand. That's one of the craziest recruiting gigs you hear in your life when you think about kind of how that got down for him to commit to LSU. But in holding this class together, which Zach looked to be maybe – the best Louisiana class that Brian Kelly had recruited, him and his staff, since he's been at LSU, how are you going to be able to hold this class together?
Again, I think it's a million-dollar question, and I love the story that you brought up about Kervin Johnson, because this is a guy who did commit less than 24 hours after Brian Kelly was fired. And look, Brian wasn't necessarily one who was specifically hands-on in the recruiting aspect of things. He kind of delegated a lot of power in that regard, whether it's Donovan Tate, et cetera, really taking a hands-on approach there. So when it came to Kervin Johnson, he knew that once he got that official offer, it was go time. This was where he wanted to be, no matter who the shot caller in Baton Rouge was. He wanted to be in the purple and gold. So he immediately popped once he got a committable offer. And now he joins that 2026 recruiting class after flipping from Louisiana Tech. But nonetheless, you got some big fish in this class. Lamar Brown, obviously the number one prospect in America, right down the road at U-High in Baton Rouge. Richard Anderson, a top five defensive lineman in America. Really one of your blue chippers, man. Edna Carr Proud, right down the road in New Orleans, a guy that they're going to be looking to keep on board here. But Mike, for you, I'll tell you this. LSU is a program where you commit to the program and not necessarily to the coach. And you could say that about a lot of different programs, but it's different in Baton Rouge. So, yes, you're going to want to make sure that you know who these assistant coaches are. And certainly, these guys will have an idea of who it'll be once that early signing period in December inches closer. But the main story here is that when you commit to LSU and you're a Louisiana guy, you know that's where you want to be. And so I think we'll start to see a lot of these things start to trickle down over the next couple of weeks. But I have a good feeling about a lot of the Louisiana guys. Of course, your out-of-state guys is who you want to keep tabs on, like a Bryson Cooley, who's right down the road in Mississippi. He has Mississippi State pushing for his commitment, et cetera. It's going to be tough to keep the entire class intact, but you want to lock down the state of Louisiana, importantly, and really try to make sure that these Bayou State guys remain home and ultimately put pen to paper during the early signing period in December.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Goes to show, Zach, how brand LSU is. And I put the numbers to this. Since 2018, LSU has had 60 players drafted into the NFL since 2018 draft. You know many of those guys are from out of state of the 60? You want to take a guess?
I mean, I couldn't even tell you, man. It's got to be less than 10, right?
28.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about that. 32 guys from the state of Louisiana and 28 guys from out of state. That goes to show you the brand LSU is, not just in the state of Louisiana, but if it's Mississippi, Texas, Panhandle of Florida, Georgia, all over. It was amazing. I had to look at the numbers twice because I didn't quite believe it too. But it goes to show you how LSU's outreach is. And that to me was staggering, that 28 of the 60 draft choices were not from the state of Louisiana.
It's remarkable. And it goes to show you that once you put kind of that border around the state, that you're going to be in a good position. And we saw Brian Kelly do a good job of that during his time here. And there's a reason why we're talking so prominently about this, is that you want to make sure that these Louisiana guys stay really in Louisiana. But you have to develop these guys. And over the last couple of years, we haven't necessarily seen too much development. And so now you do a coaching change and you bring in some assistant coaching changes. And you start to get your guys in Baton Rouge, but you want to elevate them to a higher status. And that goes to show what you were saying before is so important. Because, yes, you lock up the state of Louisiana, but you also had coaching staffs in the past that were extremely successful in developing their players. And there's a reason why they were kind of going to the next level and shining. We've seen that. Justin Jefferson, a 3-star, going out there, one of the top wide receivers in the league. So, yes, you want to continue to dominate on the recruiting trail, build a wall around Louisiana. And now it starts with kind of locking in this 2026 class, whether it's Richard Anderson, Lamar Brown, et cetera. You want to get these guys to put pen to paper, lock things down, and continue to look towards the future of the program. It starts on the recruiting scene, and I think you're going to start to see a lot of kind of things trickle over the next couple of weeks in order to make sure that these guys do indeed sign with the program.
You brought up the fact of keeping players in the state of Louisiana. I bet they'll have every out-of-state head coach and assistant coach in America hitting Louisiana high school ranks really hard over the next couple weeks. Is can we pry some or maybe a player away from LSU in that time frame? Playing time certainly is a part of it. I talk to a lot of them. They all want to play as freshmen. Not everybody can, but they all want to. Certainly, you know, you have the finances involved with it. But there's going to be a host of them hitting the state of Louisiana to see if they can convince any of those 17 guys, and not all of them from the state of Louisiana, but a vast majority of them are, to get out of the state and try to sell them on their program. Oh, we got our thing in place. I just think it's really difficult. And LSU's not going to be hunting for small game. Okay, this is going to be somebody with credentials. They're going to bring in no assistant coach. None of this. Now, people bring up Joe Brady. Joe didn't like to recruit when he was at LSU and openly admitted it. I mean, he's going to be a head coach in the professional ranks one day. It's going to be a head coach with credentials, and it's going to be seeing if they can at least pry a couple of them away. I agree with you. I think more likely out-of-state guy than an in-state guy.
Absolutely. And it's more important when you look at the guys that are on board right now, like you said. The majority of these guys are in-state. You got some guys like Trenton Henderson down the road in Florida, a couple of Mississippi guys, et cetera. But when you recruit in Louisiana and you recruit specifically for LSU, you make sure that you get these Bayou State guys locked in. I'm intrigued to see who kind of goes on flip watch because we're certainly in flip season, like you alluded to right there. I've spoken to a couple of different sources surrounding this recruiting class, and a lot of these guys are saying the same thing. I'm 10 toes down on LSU. You've seen Jabari Mack speak to me about that, and he's been excited about what they're doing still within the program. Lamar Brown has gone public with a couple of different things surrounding his admiration for the LSU program. So, yes, the state of Louisiana, it's important. But you also got to make sure to lock in the rest of these out-of-state guys because you hit the nail on the head, Mike. They're going to try to poach them. They're going to try to flip them. We're around 4 to 6 weeks away from that early signing period in December. It's time to lock things down and make sure that these guys are locked in. Of course, a coaching change kind of shakes things up. But, man, there's so many coaching changes right now across America. I think you've just got to start committing to a program and not necessarily a coach.
Zach, you brought up Lamar Brown, and before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about him because I know the Texas A&M fans, once they kind of took over Death Valley this past weekend, they started up the We Want Lamar chant, obviously referring to Lamar Brown, the U-High five-star kind of two-way player, defensive, offensive lineman. Just want to get your thoughts on his commitment with LSU. Like, obviously, it's an in-state guy. It's a guy that's right down the road from LSU's campus. I don't necessarily think it might be at risk, but that was obviously a bad look on Saturday night with Texas A&M not just taking over Death Valley, but having a bunch of their fans and students chanting, "We want Lamar."
Absolutely. Lamar was there in attendance and kind of witnessed the butt-whooping that occurred there in Tiger Stadium. And nonetheless, this is a guy who, once he committed to the program, he virtually shut things down. Sure, there was a little bit of dialogue between him and Texas A&M. Him in Miami. And it's still ongoing, of course, while you navigate a coaching change of this caliber. I mean, LSU doesn't necessarily do this all the time, so this is one that caught him by surprise, of course. But we're here now. This is a guy who's still verbally committed to the program, one that envisions himself as a Tiger. Down the stretch, he's going to play the social media game. He's good at it, and he certainly keeps LSU fans on their toes. But this is one that LSU is going to continue to keep a foot on the gas for. He's a program changer, like you alluded to there, Charlie. This is a guy who's a two-way star, can play both sides of the ball in the trenches, and one that you got to lock in for the future of the program. So for me, they're going to continue to try to lock him down. The coaching search will be one to monitor when it comes to Lamar Brown and his commitment. But nonetheless, you got to feel strong about where he's at. This is a guy who's envisioned himself as a Tiger, has really recruited this 2026 class as a whole and been vocal as a recruiter in order to piece it together. It'd be hard to see him depart just because of a coaching change when he's always wanted to suit up in Tiger Stadium and play for the purple and gold.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to break you some bad news. I think this won't be the last time we talk about this LSU coaching search and recruiting over the next 4 to 5 weeks. But, man, it's as hot a story as there is on the market nationally now. When I'm getting phone calls from people in Chicago, in Los Angeles, New York, "Hey, come on my show. I want to talk LSU football." Man, it's unreal how, you know, in less than 48 hours, how this has really hit the dynamite button.
Yes, it has, Mike. It's been a ridiculous storyline. Here we are. I'm excited to talk a little bit more about it in the future. I look forward to it. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. Zach Nagy always does a great job covering the LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
for baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.